The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Especially if you're new, you're here for the first time, welcome. So I'd like to start by saying that whatever you need to know will be presented to you in this period of 1 hour of practice, so there is no previous practice experience necessary at all. And the bulk of our practice period is going to be a guided meditation that I will guide you through, and then there will be some time for questions, comments, maybe an interactive exercise, we'll see. And each time we pick a different theme having to do a practice of the heart and cultivating kindness, goodwill, cultivating gratitude, forgiveness, or joy, or vicarious joy or compassion, the qualities of the heart. That's what the happy hour refers to. And all these practices, they lead to our heart being more open, more happy, more joyful. And also challenges can arise as we're doing this practice. So if challenges visit you, don't feel like you're doing this practice wrong. I might be guiding you to, say, wish well for someone, and then maybe the opposite comes up. You feel upset or angry at them or at yourself. Don't feel like you're doing it wrong. Whatever needs to arise is arising. So at that point, the appropriate response would be to have kindness, goodwill towards yourself, towards whatever is coming up. Instead of badgering yourself, I'm doing this wrong, I'm a failure, I can't even meditate, can't even follow a guided meditation, stop. Stop right there and just be kind. Oh, this is really hard. Whatever is coming up, can I be kind towards the anger? Can I be kind towards the disappointment? Can you hold whatever is coming up with friendliness instead of with aversion or enmity, pushing it away? So I say that ahead of time because experience for each person might be different. So as long as you're kind with yourself towards whatever is coming up, you can go no wrong with this practice of cultivation that we're inviting you to do today. So that's the spirit. That's the spirit. Kindness towards yourself, towards whatever comes up in your sphere of experience. So for the practice today, what I'd like to explore and offer is the idea of friendliness, the idea of kindness, the idea of goodwill towards people we don't know, towards others. And we all experience that, we all have that. For example, whenever you walk down the street and you say hi to someone or greet someone with a smile, or when you don't know someone and you shake their hand, in fact, shaking hands developed to shaking somebody's right hand developed to show others tribally, you know, centuries ago that, oh, you are not holding a weapon. Oh, I'm friendly. I have goodwill towards you. I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to make physical contact with you. It's an expression of goodwill. So seeing how all these expressions of goodwill and friendliness for people we don't know in the world, random people walking down the aisle in the grocery store, you know, you're in their way, they're in your way, you smile, you know, they smile, right? It's just a sense of friendliness. So in the practice today, we'll be turning our mind towards that, to cultivate that a little more. So the question might come up, well, why? Why do we want to cultivate that? Why is that important for us to be happy? So there are different attitudes we can have about others and about the world. Whether the world is a friendly place, or if others, the world, is an unsafe, threatening place. And what our attitude is towards others, that determines how calm, safe, happy, at ease, at peace we are. So our attitude towards the world determines, is really affects our heart. So it's not, so in a way, to think of this cultivation today, again, this is called happy hour, so it's about your happiness. It's not so much, I mean, you might end up being kinder. This practice will predispose you to be kinder and more empathetic and more friendly with others too, but that's not necessarily what we're trying to cultivate today. That's not the goal per se. The goal is kind of cultivating your heart to be open, to be more open towards kindness and friendliness and goodwill towards others and others, other people. We use other people you don't know as a stand-in for all of humanity, the 7 billion people you don't know. So that's where we're going today. And as always, in the guided meditation, we'll start with settling the mind with some grounding in the body, some grounding with the breath. So we till the soil, and then when we're ready, when the mind is a little more settled, has arrived here at IMC, put away all the cares of the day, then we turn our mind to the practice. So with that, I would like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, which is having your feet flat on the ground, not crossed. Actually, if you need more cushions, either for your feet, your back, this is the perfect time to get up and move to somewhere where you're more comfortable, to get where, if you need cushions, go get them, because for this practice particularly, it's important to be comfortable, to start expressing your kindness towards yourself, towards your body. How can I be kind to this body? How can I sit? How can I be so that I express a sense of kindness and integrity towards this body? So allowing your feet to be flat on the floor if you're sitting on a chair, allowing your back to be straight, having a sense of integrity, sitting like a mountain. Maybe rolling your shoulders back a little bit, opening your chest, letting your hands rest on your lap. And feeling as if your head is being pulled up by an invisible thread and your back is being straightened out vertebrae by vertebrae. So that you're not pushing yourself up. You're just kind of being pulled up, sitting tall without any effort. Just being pulled up, your neck, your back being pulled up. Feeling your body has a sense of integrity, sitting like a mountain. And within this scaffold, within this structure, then completely relaxing, softening your body, softening all your muscles as much as possible. Softening, letting go. I'll do a very brief body scan to help us arrive. Starting with noticing, feeling your fingers, the sensations of the touch, your fingers touching your lap, the sense of warmth, contact, or maybe coolness that you feel. Noticing your hands, the palm of your hands, the back of your hands, the contact between your lap, your hands, the air, all the sensations, so many sensations in the hands, so rich. Relaxing your hands. Letting go of any tension. Relaxing your wrist. Relaxing your elbow and thereby your lower arm and your hand softening and relaxing some more. Relaxing the joint between your upper arms and your shoulders. Letting your arms completely relax and drop. Letting go of any tension that might be held. Feeling the sensations on your feet. Bottom of your feet, the tops of your feet, feeling of contact, the warmth, the contact points, the coolness, relaxing, softening. Noticing your ankles, relaxing, letting go of your ankles. Noticing your knees, relaxing the knees and thereby letting the lower legs, the ankles and the feet to relax more. Noticing your sit bones, place of contact between your bottom and the chair or the cushion. Relaxing, softening your hips, the groin area, and the entire lower leg, upper leg, lower leg, and feet. Noticing your breath moving in the abdomen, the movement of the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, the movements, extending the abdomen, contracting. Moving your chest, noticing your chest being moved by breathing, by the breath. Relaxing, softening your abdomen, your chest, your lower back and upper back. Noticing your neck. Sensations. Ah, softening, relaxing your neck and shoulders. Noticing your face. Letting your forehead relax, be soft. Notice if you're trying to focus using your head, your forehead. Relax. Receive. Receive. It's about relaxing and receiving. Relaxing your face, your cheeks. Relaxing your eyes in their socket. Relaxing your jaw, letting your mouth fall open a little bit even. Ah, we hold so much tension. Relaxing your chin, your ears, your head. This heavy bowling ball. Softening, relaxing your whole body. Letting the breath move in and out on its own. Don't make breathing into a project. The breath has been happening all this time. Let it just happen naturally. Don't try to breathe. Simply receive the sensations of breathing wherever it shows up. And with each out-breath, relaxing and landing more deeply. Landing more deeply into your body. Into this moment. Into being right here, right now. Letting each in-breath and out-breath settle and calm your mind like a lullaby. Receiving each in-breath, receiving each out-breath. If you find your mind is resting on a thought, memory, a plan, motion, it's okay. No worries. This is what minds do. Just notice what your awareness, your attention is resting on without any judgment, with kindness towards yourself. There's nothing wrong with thinking. But for now, for this period of practice, this particular practice, we're going to bow to these thoughts, put them aside, say, we'll come back to you later. And just gently coming back to the breath, to the body, just to settle the mind, the attention. just this in-breath, just this out-breath, within the framework of the body. Now I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to consider someone that you don't know very well. You've maybe just met them or interacted with them perhaps today. Maybe you went to buy something. Maybe they work at a grocery store, at a store, or a barista at a coffee shop. Or maybe a colleague, someone you see working somewhere in another department, you don't really know them. Perhaps a neighbor, someone you see walking by. Or maybe someone here today, as you walked in or sat, just you have a sense of them, but you don't really know them. You don't have a history. So bringing an image, a felt sense perhaps, of this being to your mind's eye. This other human being, living and breathing on this planet just like you. You don't know them. You don't know much about them. But you can be sure that their life, their inner life, to them is just as compelling and complex as yours is to you. All the feelings, emotions, thoughts, sensations, navigating through the world, relationships, all the ways your body functions. Their inner life is just as compelling and complex as yours. And just like you, they've had a lot of challenges. Everyone does. Just like you have felt pain, physical pain, just like you have gotten ill, got a cold, or have had other illnesses, them too, this person, has been sick, has been bedbound, has experienced pain, physical pain. And emotional pain, just like you have experienced emotional pain, just like you have experienced loss, sadness, disappointment. Perhaps defeat. Sorrow. This person too. They've experienced emotional difficulty, sadness. challenges of the heart, disappointments, hardship, just as you have perhaps cried or been sad, they too, they've suffered. Just as you've been disappointed, so have they. Just as you have lost what you loved, so have they. Just as you have hopes and dreams, aspirations in your life, just as you have values, they too have hopes and dreams and wishes and aspirations and values. Just as you care about others, people who are dear to you, your object of your affection, you care about them, your family, your loved ones, people for whom your heart quivers. This person too, there are people who are dear to this person. Just as you are an object of affection of others, just as others care for you, they hold you dear, they hold you valuable. This person too is an object of affection of others. People love them, they look up to them, perhaps. They care for this being. In so many ways, this person you don't know is not so different from you. They haven't chosen their circumstances. They haven't chosen the parents they were born into, just as you didn't. You couldn't. Just as you have landed on this earth in this human form, human shape, so have they, with all the challenges, all the joys, blessings, difficulties of being human, complexities of being human, growing up, getting older, aging, all of this. This person, not so different from you. Your experiences of life might have been very different. Your choices might have been different, opportunities. But in terms of your humanity, your inner humanity, you're not so different. In terms of your common humanity, this could have been you if you were born into different circumstances, if you were born into them with their genes, with their parents, with their experiences, life experiences, educational experiences, challenges. It could be you. Looking out of their eyes, experiencing the world through their perspective. It could be you. It's so random, this being human. And just as you wish yourself to be well, just as you wish to be happy, just as you want for you not to suffer, not to experience pain, not to have difficulty, just as you wish yourself to be free from sorrow and sadness, this person too wishes to be free. And just as you wish yourself to be happy, this being too wishes to be happy and fulfilled. And just as this could be you, wishing not just yourself, but wishing them well, seeing them with eyes of kindness. You too, human being, you too, being whom I don't know, I wish you well. I wish you ease. I wish you goodness. I wish you happiness. I wish you well. Just as I wish for myself to be safe, to have safety, inner and outer safety, from inner and outer harm. Inner safety from my own thoughts, my own difficult emotions. Outer safety from harm, accidents. I wish you safety. May you be safe. May you enjoy safety. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Just as I wish myself to be happy, just as I wish myself to be joyful, in the same way I wish you to also be happy, I wish you happiness, I wish you joy, dear fellow human being on this earth. And just as I wish myself to be healthy and to be strong, just as I wish to be healthy, I wish you too to be healthy. I wish you to be healthy and strong, fellow human being. Enjoy good health. And just as I wish for myself, for my life to flow with ease, to unfold with ease, for me to take care of myself happily, take care of my needs, I wish for you, may your life flow with ease, your experience of life be easeful. You and I are not so different. Just as I wish myself well, I wish you well, fellow human being. And just continuing to keep their image, their felt sense, whatever works for you, keeping it in your mind's eye. Maybe seeing them in their daily life, imagining. It's okay to use your imagination for this practice. Imagining them hanging out with their friends, with their loved ones, their family, laughing, making jokes, seeing this person perhaps eating their favorite food, whatever it might be, enjoying their favorite food, their favorite fruit or vegetable. Maybe it's broccoli, who knows, seeing them enjoy the common humanity. Seeing this being also having sadness, loss, being in pain, difficulty. Maybe they've lost someone they love. Maybe they lost their job or something that was dear to them. Wishing them well, wishing them ease, wishing them well, wishing them goodness. Oh, fellow human being, just like me you suffer, just like me you experience joy and happiness. I wish you well, keeping them in your mind's eye and wishing them well. And just simply repeating in your mind whatever phrases of loving kindness, kindness, care, friendliness. Or maybe simply, I wish you well. I wish you happiness. I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. May you be well. Maybe experimenting with putting a palm in your heart center, the middle of your chest, not exactly your heart itself, but the middle of your chest, your proverbial heart center, to connect with your own goodwill for this other fellow human being. Connecting with your goodwill, I wish you well. I wish you well. I wish you well. See what it feels like to wish another being well. How does it feel for you in your heart? To wish a random stranger well, well-being. For the last moments of this practice period, holding yourself with care and kindness, with friendliness for whatever came up or did not come. We have time, and we're going to do an extension of this practice, wishing others well, in an interactive way. This is a sandbox here at IMC, a way to take this practice into your daily life, into your interactions with other people in real time. So we're going to workshop this and try it on for size. So in a moment, we're going to get into groups. You're invited. You don't have to. You can sit quietly and meditate if you don't want to. You're invited to get into groups of three. And the way we're going to practice this, really the setup is much more important than what you say or how you say it. So it's really a practice of continuing to hold other people with kindness, people you don't know here at IMC, don't have a history with them. They're a human being just like you. They've suffered. They have joys. So as you speak, as you listen, let's do the listening first. The practice of listening, first and foremost, is to try to stay embodied. Feel your body. As you're listening, feel some part of your body, your bottom on the cushion, your feet on the floor, your hands. Feeling your body as you're listening, and start practicing now. Feel some part of your body as you're listening to me, feeling embodied. And then listening with kindness, as if The other person could say no wrong because they're sharing their experience, listening with kindness as you wish them well. As you hold this perspective, the stance that they're a human being just like you, their life is just as compelling and complex to them as is yours. So listening with kindness and staying embodied. And when you speak, when your chance comes to speak, speaking from your heart, sharing your experience as little or as much as you feel comfortable, and knowing that you're speaking for your own benefit. It's actually a gift to you that you're being held witness by other people. You're not speaking to educate them, impress them. You're just speaking and they're holding you witness as human mirrors, as conscious mirrors. So when you speak and you have a monologue, when you're listening, you don't interrupt to ask any questions. You're just giving your complete full attention, kind attention. This can be a very deep practice. And the prompt is, what was this experience, what was this meditation like for you? And there's no right or wrong answer. You can say, I fell asleep, or I was thinking about something else the whole time, or doesn't matter really, it's not a test. So just feel free to just speak whatever is appropriate for you. But it's really the setup, the practice is interactively wishing well for other people while you're interacting with them, okay? Yes, any questions about the setup, what we're going to do? And you're invited to be on the same level, all on the chair or all on the floor. And if you came here with someone, please get into a group with people you do not know, okay? And each person will just have a minute or a minute and a half to have a monologue, okay? So, and if you don't want to participate, you can sit with your eyes closed. But if you're kind of on the fence, I do encourage you to participate. You will, it's actually, it turns out to be very interesting practice, really enlivening. So please find partners. And if you need a partner, raise your hand. Go. And move your chair so that you're sitting facing each other comfortably. It's part of this practice so that you can stay embodied. Groups of three. Yes, groups of three. Groups of three. If you need partners, please raise your hand. If you need partners, please raise your hand. And it will all work out. Raise your hand if you need partners. So, okay, groups of four. We'll have one group of four. Okay, great. You're welcome to join any group you want. Why don't you group this? Actually, I'm going to pause this. Okay. All right, so we have some time for sharing your reflections about how this practice was for you, either the first part of the practice, the guided meditation, or the second part, the interactive wishing others well. If you'd like to share reflections or questions or comments or complaints, whatever you'd like to say, please. We have a little bit of time, so don't be shy. Somebody's right. Yes, there.
Hi. So my main experience during that practice was I was very sleepy.
Yeah.
And I often actually find that when I do that sort of like body scan with the progressive relaxation, that is quite reliably makes me very sleepy. I actually use it like to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
when I'm trying to fall asleep.
Yeah.
But what I tried to do was I tried to sort of fight, like I sort of fall asleep, I would wake up.
Yeah, right.
And then I would like try to fight it. And I would try to like, you know, because you're like not supposed to fall asleep. But then I tried to like kind of be gentle with myself and just acknowledge that I was just very sleepy.
Great. And what happened then?
I mean, I think that I just kind of repeated that process, because I would like do that and then it would sort of work and then I would fall asleep again and then I would like wake up again.
And then you would fight it again, and then it would be kind again. So
yeah.
Interesting. Great. I'm so glad you're sharing this, because this is so typical. So first, are you generally sleep deprived? Are you not sleeping enough?
I would say generally no, but I would say it's pretty common that kind of, I don't know, around this time, late afternoon, I tend to get sleepy.
You get sleepy, okay. So a couple of suggestions about how to work with it with kindness. There's so many ways, because as you just pointed out yourself, this conflictual, like, oh, I'm not supposed to fall asleep. Wake up. It's the worst thing. It's just... You know, you're not really awake, you're not asleep, you're not meditating. It's just painful. It's just like 1,000 paper cuts, right? Every few seconds. So, not recommended. So, the way I suggest you work with it, two different ways. One is, you could actually stand up. No problem, any of you. If you feel sleepy, please do standing meditation. It's just as worthy a posture as sitting. So, stand up. And open your eyes just ever so slightly to bring in light, to bring in energy. So that is one way to work with it. There's also another way to work with it. And that is, so you can actually do both of these. You can both stand up and you can still feel a little bit of sleepiness. And then start observing it in the mind. Like not fighting it, but it's like, oh, be curious about it. What is sleepiness like? Okay. Oh, actually, it feels really nice. My body feels really like molasses. It's heavy. My mind is foggy. Wow. And start to really observe without pushing it away. And if you do that, at some point you will notice the hypnagogic states coming up, because your awareness becomes sharper and sharper through time. So you can even notice when you fall asleep, and it's okay. You will fall asleep because you're not fighting it. And then you'll be out for a few seconds and you'll wake up much more refreshed, much more present. It's actually very interesting if you're not conflictual. And the whole time you're aware of what your mind is doing, instead of like, so try that next time. It's really fun. This has been my practice, and I get to see all the hypnagogic weird, you know, images that come up, like, oh, I'm getting sleepy now. That's what's happening. Oh, look at that. Wild. And then, whoop, out, and then, whoop, fresh. So it's very interesting. Check it out.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. What other observations about the practice, either parts of these two practices we did today?
It seemed to be pretty easy to focus during the body scan.
Yeah.
But then I got into problem solving as soon as I was supposed to focus on somebody else. And I was really disappointed.
Problem solving, like thinking, or problem solving for the person?
Totally unrelated.
Yeah. So please be kind towards the disappointment. And just to say, it's not uncommon what you just shared. Because the practice of cultivation of kindness, friendliness towards ourselves and others, it's one that, you know, it activates the parts of our brain, mind, not getting technical, that have to do with stories, right? When I ask you to bring up someone, imagine they've been sad or happy, like it's kind of like inviting the thinking mind a little more. So when the thinking mind is more activated, it's very common for it to whoop, go into the problem-solving mode for your day and your work and this and that. So the tendency is there. So please be kind and gentle with yourself, knowing that this is what happens. And practice. So this might happen many, many times until the mind gets more settled and stays with it. So yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Because it's probably an experience that a lot of people have, and I've certainly experienced that myself.
Thank you.
Yeah, what else? What else did you notice? What else did you observe? We have time for one more question or reflection. Yes, over here.
Hi. I noticed I had similar difficulties during the meditation, but when I was able to relax into it, I actually felt affection for my person. So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Thank you for sharing that. Isn't that interesting to feel the affection for the person you do not know? Thanks so much for sharing that, because really that's what is both beautiful and surprising to us when we practice this practice. That, you know, whom we feel kindness and affection and warmth towards is really random, right? And we can feel kindness and warmth and affection for anybody, really for any human being, if we turn our mind to it. In fact, doing this practice intensively, very intensively, when you do it day after day, and I've done this on retreat, and I've chosen people whom I didn't know, and then I felt so much affection for them. I fell in love with them as if they were my sister or my best friend. Like, oh my God, may you be well, may you be happy. And I didn't even know their name, right? So it just, it really shows you, it surprises you, the capacity of your heart to care for anyone, for everyone. So, yeah, thank you for that. So with that, oh, and then I have one last question. So at some point in the meditation, I asked you to experiment with putting your hand in your chest and then to feel what you feel when you feel, when you're wishing well for someone else. So besides what you shared, I'm curious if other people, what did you feel? Just shout it out, actually, this time. What did you feel? Did you feel anything? Was it noticeable? Shout out, tell me, what did you notice? You felt warmth. Yeah. And anyone else? Yes? Felt warmth? Yeah. Yes? Another warmth? Yes, another warmth. A few more warmth. I see people. Yes?
I remember it didn't last long, but there was a moment, something you said, I went through a cycle of grief, because you mentioned something about...
Yeah, grief for the other person?
Yeah, because something...
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I remember like being really sad, and then...
Sad.
But it didn't last long.
Right. And you were saying at some point, when I said something about the other person, and you felt, and it might have been when I said, you know, imagine they have lost someone they love. And you felt grief for the other person. Yeah, very interesting. So I hope this practice has been heart-opening and eye-opening for you. And the practice of wishing other people well and feeling affection is one that makes us happy. It's happy making, both in the short term and especially in the long term. So I would like to thank you for coming to Happy Hour, to practicing together in community, and may our practice support all of us and all beings everywhere to be happy and free. May you be well.